Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, this is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. Join the conversation anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In 10 minutes, you're going to hear why Lamar Jackson is really betting on himself more than ever before. That comes your way in about 10 minutes, and you see the head shaking by Keyshawn Johnson when it comes to that. Why are you pointing at Harry forward
with
the pen?
Sign, man. Can you hand me the paper,
You'll get a chance to put your John Hancock's on his contract. You could do that in about 10 minutes here on G. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And
what am I betting on? What am I doing?
They said we're going to get to it, Keith.
No, if you want to get to it now, we can move the other conversation.
We're going to get to it, but I'm just like.
We can get to it now.
No, I'm puzzled that I just don't. But I'm not taking that. There's no need to.
Uh-huh. He's a 21st century dude more than ever before, betting on himself. That's what this is.
I'm a bet on myself, but I'm already at a certain level. I don't know. Whatever. We can talk about it, man.
I understand where he's coming from. Like, what more does he have to prove?
Well, let's just stay on this because you guys are hot about it.
To the organization, to the fans of the organization, to yourself, what more do you have to prove?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, me personally, okay. I'm not stepping out on that football field
until
I have that contract.
Man, at all. I can't help you. Don't call my damn phone. Don't text me. Don't send no messages to no other players. I can't help you. I cannot help you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
I can't do anything for you till you pay me my damn money.
Well, Lamar Jackson is betting, and this is just me spitballing.
I'm
not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with Harry. I know where you guys are coming from. You guys have done something that the average person will never ever do in their life. Play that game at the highest level, and you know all the risks and rewards that come with it, especially the way that Lamar Jackson plays football, the way he's able to run around and try to make plays. It's a different way. So, yes, sense would say, hey, Lamar, you can't play that way without getting your money first, without getting your guaranteed money first, without getting your signing bonus first.
Call me selfish. Call me whatever you want to call me. Mm-hmm. Tweet at me. Do whatever you want to do. I'm not getting my ass on the field for you until you pay me. Period. Well, they offered him a contract. Well, it's not the contract that he wants. And it's not the contract he deserves. Well, he's not going to get the same money Deshaun Watson. Well, I'm not going to take us to the promised land either. I'll sit tight. That's all I'm saying. He's got a different mindset, different mentality. One Joseph Keyshawn Johnson, though? Mm-mm. Be sitting right at home.
But I agree with Key. And I know a lot of people may say, well, Dak got hurt and he still got his money. Their playing styles are 100% different. You know, a lot of things that Lamar Jackson does is with his lower body. You know what I mean? He runs the football. Yeah. He creates those disadvantages towards opposing defenses. Mm-hmm. So he can't afford lower body injuries like Dak may have had.
Yeah.
And think that organization is going to say, you know what, we're going to still give you the contract that we were going to give you beforehand.
Unless there's a strong relationship there that he could trust that they're going to do that. Me personally?
Not you.
Oh, I can't trust you.
Yeah, you got to trust yourself.
You might sell the team on me next week.
I learned in this business. That's the first thing my receiver coach, Terry Rubisky, who you know very well, listen, don't trust nobody in this business. I don't care how cool, how close you get with them. You can't trust anybody in this business. Because at the end of the day, everybody's going to be out for themselves.
What if they sell the team?
Well, it goes back. Well,
then the new owner comes in, I don't know the deal you guys had, but me and my lovely wife, Sherry, we don't want
Sherry.
I just had to come up with a Sherry.
We picking names out of a hat, out of the air.
I didn't want to say Karen.
No, Sherry. You can't say that.
Cheryl. Yeah,
there you go.
Whatever, you know.
You would have said, Karen, I'll throw this pencil at you.
There'd have been a flurry of pencils coming from all over the place.
Yeah, but it's just too much risk, man. I didn't even mean to take us down this way. What is there to talk about? There's nothing to talk about.
That he's very, very close with.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Bridgewater. They're both from South Florida. Not the same exact area, but they're from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Teddy Bridgewater, who both went to the University of Louisville. He's in Minnesota. He's in practice. He drops back and gets hurt. alter his career.
Absolutely.
Alter his career. Now, I'm praying for Lamar. I don't want anything to happen to him. But at the same time, we can't just look at the pros. We got to look at the pros and the cons.
Right.
When you look at this situation.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2 with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman. Check out what Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL reporter, had to say about giving us the latest on what's going on between Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, and the contract negotiations.
Some of the people I'm talking to around the league are a bit skeptical this can get done because there's going to be a gap in guaranteed money. It's believed that Lamar Jackson wants a very strong guarantee structure, and he has a blueprint with Deshaun Watson and what Watson did with a fully guaranteed $230 million deal. Now, I'm told the Ravens have been trying to bridge the gap in recent weeks. Ever since that Kyler Murray deal went down in Arizona, that sort of reignited the quarterback market. So Baltimore certainly is trying, but there is a gap that has to be closed here, and they got about 3 weeks to do it.
Yeah, let's close the gap then. We could do a deal in 24 hours.
As simple as that.
It's not difficult to do a deal, but if I'm a Lamar and I'm his mom and I'm his advisors, you're not stepping on the field, young man, period, because you don't have anything to prove, okay? Let's assume he goes out there and he plays as well as he played last year, the year before, mm-hmm. whatever the case is. Outside of winning the Super Bowl, what is there to prove? You going to win the MVP again? Okay, so you win the MVP. Well, you going to rush for another 1,000 yards again? Okay, you rush for 1,000. You're going to throw for 3,000. Okay, same thing you've always been doing. Right. So what are you proving?
I know what he did prove last year. I know
that with him out on the field, that looked like a different team.
My point exactly. They was 8-3 and in first place in the AFC conference. Before he got hurt, he gets hurt, they start losing. So he proved that this organization needs him, this team needs him, because everything goes through Lamar Jackson. Think about that. That team was decimated with injuries last year.
And he still had
them first place in the AFC.
He's owed $23 million in a contract this mm-hmm. year before he becomes an unrestricted free agent next year. You guys use the word that has been forgotten about with Lamar Jackson's whole thing. You guys use the word trust. In terms of who can you trust. Maybe Lamar Jackson trusts himself too much to say, hey, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to do these things like I've always done, and if they don't pay me the kind of money now, somebody's going to pay me later. The difference is not too many organizations are going to reconfigure an entire offense the way the Baltimore Ravens did it for Lamar Jackson. The minute that he was able on to come up his rookie season, they threw everything out. With everything that Joe Flacco was doing, they said, we can't win that way. We got to do it for this guy. And they changed the entire offense around, and they've been able to be successful together. Lamar Jackson knows exactly, like you guys mentioned, what he means to this organization, and when he's not on the field, they're not the same football team. He, in my opinion, maybe has too much trust in himself, thinking that if I'm like this and they know I'm like this, then I can really command top dollar like other guys have gotten around me before it gets to my contract.
Yeah, they're going to pay him. He's going to get paid. What that number in the end is, I don't know. In terms of organizations, I tell people this all the time. The Baltimore Ravens were a perfect landing spot for Lamar.
Absolutely.
There's other teams, there's other organizations, there's other coaches in this league. They don't like what Lamar brings to the table. So to think that in free agency that it's going to open up, you know, a vault because he's Lamar Jackson – there's only certain teams that need quarterbacks. And in those teams that need quarterbacks, they got a certain philosophy and style in which they want to run. You know, when you talk about a team, the New England Patriots doesn't need a quarterback. The Buffalo Bills doesn't need a quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs, as you start to look at this thing and pare it down, things start to dwindle away. You're only going to have a handful of teams that need quarterbacks. But do they want to run the style in which Lamar puts out on the field? On top of that, just because he's a free agent don't mean they're not going to franchise tag him.
That's true.
But yeah. I don't even think they're going to get to that point. I honestly think his deal will be done. And I also think that Lamar Jackson will not step on the field if it's not done.
Okay.
That's just my belief.
Okay.
Because it's going to be too many people telling him, man, you can't get on the field. It's too many.
Like you.
Like me.
He brought up another point that we can talk about for days. The simple fact that the Baltimore Ravens, number one, self-reflection is the greatest thing that you can have. Right? They understood, you know what? We have to alter what we do to fit this young man.
Mm-hmm.
That's called good coaching. That's called a good organization.
Right.
You don't have great coaches out there like that. You don't have great organizations because you may have an organization get Lamar Jackson. You know what? my system works. Lamar Jackson has to fit my system versus tailoring their system toward his assets and what he does the best.
Yeah. You think Frank Wright? Think about it. Just I want you just to, for your brain right now, I just take one team, the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
Do you think Frank Wright, based on his history and it, at the quarterback spot, would all of a sudden alter Mm-mm. everything? Think about who he had. Mm-hmm. Phillip Rivers, mm-hmm. Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. Matt Ryan.
Keep going, yeah.
I mean, like, he's mm-hmm. not all of a sudden going to go, ooh, I like that now, and this is what I like to do.
Right.
No, he has a certain style quarterback. This goes all the way back to when Bill Polian made his comments. Bill Polian was only saying what he said based on his familiarity with the quarterbacks that he's had, the Peyton Mannings, the Jim Kellys of the world, the Kerry Collins,
right.
big, strong, statue-ish type quarterbacks. He's never had a runaround guy. Back in the day, one of the things that they would say is, go play another position because we like this. We don't think you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That mindset. Yeah. Totally different.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, on the other hand, may look at Lamar and go, yeah, I like that, because Pete has had similar stuff like that.
Right. Either way, Lamar Jackson betting on him some more than ever before.
Don't bet.
Keyshawn say, stay away from those tables, Lamar Jackson. That casino may not be for you. Just on the field.
Force them to pay you right now. That's all I say.
This public service message brought by Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and also Freddie Coleman to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. We're going to talk about two other quarterbacks in which you may believe they need a number one, but they're so good, they really don't need it.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. And ESPN2 at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. About an hour ago, give or take a lie or two, We talk about the struggles of Jordan Love, the backup quarterback of the Green Bay Packers in the offense. He threw three interceptions. The guys broke it down saying, hey, you can put two on guys not doing the route or getting ball taken away from them. The one interception was on him, even though he threw two touchdown passes. We also mentioned playing by Aaron Rodgers, that can't be easy. And Harry, you mentioned it, going to work every day knowing that, yep, I'm going to be second for a while.
The only way I'm going to play is if this guy gets hurt.
Yeah, and he hasn't been hurt in a while. Yep, I'll be carrying that clipboard for God knows how many years.
Clipboard Charlie.
Right. I never heard that before. That's really good. I look at both these quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, and people talk about not having a number one wide receiver. If anybody can overcome not having a Tyreek Hill or Devontae Adams, it's those two dudes, in my opinion.
Well, you don't have a one till you have a one. And what I mean by that is, when you look at the receivers that both of these guys have on their roster right now, there is no Tyreek Hill and no Devontae Adams. So when I look at Green Bay's situation, they got a guy that they drafted in the fourth round from Nevada, and I kind of know him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know his ability, his size, his ability to go get the football. And then I looked at the game in Romeo Dobbs. I looked at the game the other night against San Francisco, and I said to myself, some of those passes, if that's Aaron Rodgers, that's a different situation.
Right.
It's a complete ball. It's not incomplete. It's not behind him. It's not slowing him down. It's not on the outside shoulder when it should be on the inside shoulder, or vice versa. So when you got a certain quarterback can make receivers. Receivers can make quarterbacks as well.
Sure.
And so, you know, I think that Aaron Rodgers has always had receivers less than what people think initially. Devontae Adams didn't come in from Fresno State leaving to Vegas the way he did. He wasn't that guy.
He wasn't the dude.
No, he just was a guy. He was a second-round pick that eventually matured into a star. And I think that's the same way when you look at Romeo Dobbs, for instance, with Aaron Rodgers. A couple years with Aaron Rodgers, all of a sudden he moves from where he's at now to becoming somewhat of a star. And whatever it is, Kansas City. Tyreek Hill wasn't Tyreek Hill initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he became Tyreek Hill. And that's usually what happens.
Yeah, when you look at a guy like Tyreek Hill, his career started on special teams.
Yes.
And a lot of coaches, whether you're going down on cover teams, returning, if you can make positive plays on special teams, it gives them a light bulb in their head. You know what? Let me put him on defense more. Let me give him the football more offensively.
Yeah.
And we've seen what Tyreek Hill was able to do. Romeo Dobbs, I think he's going to have a tremendous career, man. Just watching him, especially how much they tried to feature him as well.
What do you see that leads you to believe that?
I just the fluidness in his route running, right? Nothing that looks like a struggle when he's running routes. And he's fluid. He catches the ball well. He had a few drops. But like he said, if it's a guy like Aaron Rodgers, that football is in certain places and it's coming at a pace to where you don't have no choice but to really catch it. And that's going to be big. I'm interested to see Christian Watson, too, come back. So looking at those two young guys, Christian Watson and Romeo Dobbs, when I look at this wide receiver core moving forward, are they going to have some growing pains this year? Of course, every rookie does. I don't care what rookies tell you. Every rookie has some growing pains. But moving forward, whatever, Key. Moving forward, I think I like this room for the Green Bay Packers, man. And I think you're going to have more guys like you have in Kansas City. Like, we look at the preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes hit six different people
he
on the
opening drive. He was bebopping all over the place with that ball.
And that's what you want. You want to diversify the football so teams can't just say, you know what? Now, don't get me wrong. It's a luxury having a guy like Tyreek Hill. But when you can diversify that football to multiple guys and teams just can't key in on one person, Kelce going to be Kelce. I think it's a bright spot for your team.
And the beauty of it is Aaron Rodgers is a veteran quarterback, mm-hmm. right? He's going to help the young receivers and put them in the right position and tell them exactly what it is that he wants them to do. And once they go out there and they execute it and do it, then everybody is, you know, kumbaya. Everybody's happy. It's like, oh, yeah, this is what it is. Because when he looks at certain things on the defense, he's able to dictate and say, I want you to run it this way. Take a high angle. Take a low angle. I'm going to bring you back downhill. Don't go to full 18. Won't you try to push it to 16? Because I need to get it out faster. Just little things like that as a veteran quarterback helps young receivers go a long way.
Because I look at Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams leaving their guys. And at least Devontae Adams landed with Derek Carr. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think Derek Carr's got enough credit for being a really good quarterback in the National Football League.
He can play.
No, he really can play the position.
Yeah,
he can play the position.
Right. But certain Raiders fans are like, oh, we can find somebody better. I'm like, really?
Well, that's because the way that Jon Gruden came out at the beginning when he took over as a head coach, he didn't endorse him as he's going to be here with me forever. He kind of left it, you know, and that whole game, you know. Mm-hmm. And so everybody jumped on that and was like, He doesn't like him. So then you start looking at it and thinking in your mind, he can't play. It's like, no, man, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
That's why I don't think Devontae Adams is going to have a drop-off.
No,
I agree. He's going to a better offense. No, I'm saying, you have some people out there saying that.
No, I'm saying, who said that? That's silly.
Because he's not playing Aaron Rodgers, that's why.
Look at the guys that he's going to be playing with. Hunter Renfrow, who had over 1,000 yards last year. Darren Waller. The run game, I think, is going to be better with Josh McDaniels calling those plays as well. Now, every time he go out there in Green Bay, if a team didn't double cover him, number one, they were stupid defensively. But you see teams double, triple team him. Now he could possibly get more one-on-ones with those other guys. And he's going to see double coverage too sometimes. But it's going to free things more so up for Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller as well.
Right.
So they're going to complement one another. But for Aaron Rodgers, I think coming into this year, because in the past we've seen Aaron Rodgers have a quick fuse, right, when guys drop balls, run their own routes. I think, what's that little stuff he did to get him right? What he just did recently?
Oh, that drug thing, whatever.
Whatever
that was.
He just did.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I think that's going to allow him to be more patient him down, with these guys and understand that, you know what, I got to be more on the positive side versus giving off this bad body language so these guys can make it in this league, man.
You speaking of bad body language, by the way, Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, and Keyshawn J. Will and Max and ESPN Radio. When you're Tyreek Hill and you use the ball coming at you a certain way from Patrick Mahomes, and it's not going to look like that from Tua Tagovailoa. I'm glad he got his money. He's earned his money. He wanted his money. But Kansas City told everybody who was somebody, we still got that Mahomes guy, and we chose Travis Kelce over you because we believe that guy. It's hard to find a guy like Kelce. We found you in the fifth round. We can find other guys to pair with Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill, for the first time, think about his NFL career, he's going to be that dude where everybody's going to say, you got to make plays. You don't have Kelce to help you. You don't have Patrick Mahomes. You got to go out there and do it. That's as great as he can be. That's asking a lot out of Tyreek Hill. I mean, Jalen Waddle's terrific. Mike Gesicki, you think he's going to be fine?
I think he's going to be fine.
Well, is the quarterback going to be fine?
The fact that defenses are scared as hell of his speed, if they get up and press him, number one, again, they're stupid. I'm not pressing Tyreek Hill. Why the hell would I press Tyreek Hill in the guy weighing 23 miles per hour in a football game with pads on? Why am I doing that? But when you have a Jalen Waddle who can be another one of those star players that can do a lot of different things, like, I'm not sleeping on Mike Gesicki. I like Mike Gesicki and Darren Smythe, the backup tight end.
Yeah.
And the offensive line, Connor Williams, bringing in Teron Armstead. But the run game is what's going to make everything go. The run game is going to be Tua Tagovailoa's best friend, and it has to be.
I put it this way. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If Tyreek Hill can do some of the same things that he was able to do in Kansas City with the football in his hands. This is going to be interesting. Because history shows, typically, when you leave people like Patrick Mahomes to go play somewhere else, your numbers and you don't get the same production that you once had at the receiver position.
Sure.
Like, you just – it just history just shows that. It just, you know, you look at a guy like Stephon Diggs that leaves Kirk Cousins, the Minnesota Vikings, but where did he go? He went to Josh Allen
right.
in the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't go to some what we're trying to figure out
right.
who the quarterback is.
Right.
We're still trying to figure out who Tua is. He went to Josh Allen that people pretty much said, okay, we give him, he's gonna be a different guy.
And they both work.
And they both are different guys.
The scramble plays is where it's going to come up, though, man. Because Patrick Mahomes, the off-scripted play, scrambling to the left, scrambling to the right, can throw it 50, 60 still, you know, throw it with his left hand, just make these remarkable plays. I don't see that part from Tua that I'm going to have to – he's going to have to show me that.
And when you look at Devontae Adams, he leaves Aaron Rodgers and goes to Carr.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't leave Aaron Rodgers and go – mess
Zach
around
Wilson.
With like Zach Wilson or Geno Smith or something.
Right.
This is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
No, he's laughing because he's thinking about what that would look like if he were under both of those guys, right?
Yeah.
He didn't leave.
That's why he's laughing.
No, he didn't leave him and go to Marcus Mariota. He left him and went right. to a quarterback sure. that could play the position.
Yeah, that's why he was laughing.
You know what I'm saying?
I know why Harry was laughing.
But when you leave Patrick Mahomes and you go to Tua yeah. that people still have reservations on, mm-hmm. they tried to replace him twice now, okay, since he's been there.
Right.
First it was the Brady. Then it became Deshaun. Let's see if we – that's all I'm saying. You know, and then they bring in Teddy Bridgewater. So
Just in case.
Let's get this insurance policy.
That's all I'm saying.
Just in case Tua not the guy for us.
Tua's like Charlie Brown in the old comic strips where he keeps going to kick the football to keep moving the football away from him. He tries to get a chance to play with the Miami Dolphins. He just can't
find
people like
him. And I hope it works
out
for Tua.
So do I.
Because he's one of the nicest human beings, man. Like,
I'm with
out there in the game, too. Especially for his career, man. I just hope it can work
out. You always want it to work out for people, yeah. but you got to also be realistic,
of
too.
Course.
Tua trying to be realistic, trying to do some things, and we'll see if that's going to work out. Now he's got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and all those people down in Miami. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2 with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman. When or when will Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, get
Hot
together when it comes to money?
Wilson tucks it under at the 40, lowers his shoulder, and dives out close to midfield. And he's a little slow to get up, getting up with a little bit of a limp.
First time you see a non-contact knee injury, you think, what?
Torn ACL.
No question, it was not a torn ACL, per Adam Schefter. Zach Wilson has a bone bruise and a meniscus tear and is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks.
He's in good spirits, he's fine. A little frustrated, obviously, but he's as good as you could be in this situation.
So much always going on in the National Football League. I've said it before, and they keep proving me right. They are the best reality show on TV. We'll talk a little NFL now. Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter. Hit her on Twitter at Diana ESPN. Joining us here at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2. Diana, we start with Zach Wilson and that injury. Jets fans are concerned. How concerned are the Jets about another injury involving their young quarterback about to go into his second year?
Well, Zach Wilson's in Los Angeles right now, and I can tell you the Jets staff and the team, they essentially have their fingers crossed right now because he's getting this knee procedure, and they're hoping that this procedure is going to fix something that will get him back on the field in roughly 2 to 4 weeks. But as you guys know, especially you, Key, sometimes what happens during these knee procedures, you discover more issues. All right, the doctor surgeons go in there and they see that there's bigger problems. So they're hoping that's not going to be the case. And even after the game, when I was talking to sources in New York after the injury, they were really relieved that it was an ACL. And they knew that pretty quickly. They were really concerned about him having re-injured those ligaments that he dealt with last season. So really, for now, they have to wait. That's all they can do. But going forward right now, it seems that Joe Flacco is QB1. And guys, you know, I can tell you, I've been at Jets practice before. I obviously talked to a lot of them there in New York. And, you know, it's funny. I was standing on the sideline not long ago, and I was watching Joe out there, and he was taking reps with the second team. And I actually happened to be standing with a member of the Jets coaching staff. I kind of cheated off the media line and was kind of on the sideline. Probably shouldn't have done that, but I did it. And I said, you know, it's funny. I watched Joe, and he just looks like a quarterback, right? He's just so traditional. He's the quarterback that the type of quarterback makeup that I think the four of us, right, kind of grew up watching. The mobile quarterback, the Lamar Jacksons of the world, you know, the Patrick Mahomes. Those are, you know, the new fresh era type quarterbacks. And I said, it's just so hard to believe that he can't play anymore. And just as I said it, Joe throws a bomb. And the coach looks at me, he goes, he does still got it. He's just a little older. And so, you know, I had that thought in my mind today, knowing that Joe can run this offense. He's 37 years old. I know he's not perhaps elite. But I think he can do this.
Yeah, Diana, I love everything you just said. If the Jets want to win 3 games this year, they should keep him at quarterback. That's all I'm saying. I don't know any other way. His day's way behind him. You know, we're talking about injuries and stuff like that, Diana, and especially in the preseason, guys getting hurt, whatever the case may be at the quarterback spot. But a guy that I wouldn't want to see on the football field without a contract is Lamar Jackson. What's the latest on the situation in his contract negotiations with the Baltimore Ravens?
Baltimore, you're on the clock, right? So we reported over the weekend that Lamar essentially gave the Baltimore Ravens a hard deadline, saying you've got 4 weeks. You got till week one, and then I'm done negotiating. You know, and head coach John Harbaugh, he has been pretty transparent, I think so, with the media, saying that you know, I feel good we're going to get this done. But, Key, I don't know. Because I've been talking to you guys every week since pretty much February, talking about Lamar's contract, and I keep saying, yeah, it's going to get done. I sound like the Ravens sometimes. But here we are. And every day that goes by is just more risk to injury and more of a distraction, more of a problem, right? Because that's all we've been talking about when it comes to the Ravens. We haven't even really gotten into them as a team because this is a gigantic question mark for them, you know? And then we have to get into what's going to be next then if Lamar's deal doesn't get done. How do the Ravens handle this? So, you know, look, they're going to tell you, the Ravens at least are going to tell you, we feel good about this. We'll figure it out. And it just makes you wonder, what is Lamar asking for? The number must be pretty high.
Yeah, Diane, I got to ask you this. When you think about Lamar Jackson in week one, how surprised would you be if he actually goes out there and plays week one without a deal being done?
I won't be surprised. I think that's the kind of guy Lamar is. I think Lamar just wants to play football. I think he wants to go out there. And if anything, kind of prove even more, and even though he doesn't have to prove anything or anything, we can all agree that he deserves to be paid. He deserves to be the future of the Baltimore Ravens and the starting quarterback and the face of the franchise. But I find it very hard to believe that Lamar Jackson is just going to sit out and not step foot on the field, just knowing how he's played this entire time. You know, although I think we could all probably have a pretty long discussion about, is that worth it? Is that even smart? Mm-hmm. If he had an agent, would an agent be, you know, holding him back saying, you're crazy? If you get hurt, you're taking such a chance of perhaps losing a lot of money. And I know the other side of it, it's like, well, Dak got hurt and he got paid. And Lamar's good enough that he would be fine. But we know how much Lamar relies on his legs, that if he were to get that type of injury, I would be concerned.
I'm not stepping anywhere near a football field in week one. Period. It's not going to happen. And if that means that my teammates have to suffer for some weeks, then so be it. You guys will just have to suffer. I'm not doing it.
I don't think he's like that, though. Like you in that sense. Like, I just don't think that's his makeup. He's a different kind of cat, in a great way. In a great way for him, you know. And you know, he just wants to play football.
See,
so we will see. And look, the Ravens don't want him to get hurt. You know what I mean? So they have that on their mind too, because they're going to try to make this investment. So we'll see if this thing heats up, guys. But the fact that this is the first time we're hearing of what we're, you know, it's not like an NFLPA or a contractual deadline here, but the fact that Lamar is saying there's a deadline, he is done negotiating before the start of week one. You know, that's the most news we've gotten in a while.
See y'all in a couple weeks. That's what I'll be saying in the preseason. See y'all in a couple weeks, man. let me know how that first game go, man.
You're already saying deuces, aren't you?
Yeah. And that first game might be against Joe Flacco
in the Jets. New York Jets, and that'll be interesting. Yeah, as well. Diana Rossini.
Good luck, man.
ESPN Interim Reporter joining us here on Keyshawn, Jalen Maxx, and ESPN Radio. Staying in that division, Joe Burrow trying to recover sooner than later from that appendectomy. He seems to be getting closer and closer to getting on the field in terms of practicing with the Cincinnati Bengals more. What's the likelihood, Diana, that he'll be on the field week one of the regular season for the Bengals?
I have a really good feeling about it. I talked to some sources last night in Cincinnati. In terms of, let's just start with where we're at now with Joe. He just participated in 7-on-7s. He didn't do any team drills yesterday, but obviously, you know, it's going to be a slow process getting him back out there. There's no need to rush him. The Bengals are most likely not going to be playing their starters during the preseason. I don't think we're going to see much of Joe Burrow, and Do we really need to see him? I think we're good there.
Yeah, we know he can play.
What I do think we need to see, guys, I do think we need to see that offensive line together, right? Because we saw they had some O-line issues in their first preseason game. And even a source there was sharing with me, these guys haven't even really practiced together. Collins hasn't even practiced, period. You know, so they just need some of that time. And I think we got to give it to them. Although I think we're always going to have some question marks because I don't know about you, but Harry, I know you were with me at that game for Titans and Bengals, but just watching Joe get hit as much as he did in that game last year in the playoffs, it's kind of stuck in my head. That needs to get fixed.
Yeah, I want people to understand that that doesn't happen often. Well, you can get sacked 9 times in a game, especially a playoff game, and you still win that game. But for Joe Burrow, he can't keep getting hit like that because he had the ACL already. He had a little minor injury last year from getting hit. He's only in year 2. So that's two years he's played, and he's had 2 injuries. You don't want that as your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, you can only take being hit like a pinata for so long. If you're Joe Burrow, I don't care how young you are.
And they made a lot of investment in this, yeah. You know, guys? Yeah. Like, this isn't an issue they ignored. We're not having a conversation of what the Bengals front office doesn't care about Joe Burrow, right? The conversation we're having is they made the investment in talent. They put money into it. They know that was their Achilles heel last year. But this needs to develop. This needs to get moving by September.
Yeah. I'm going to Cabo to train while y'all play the Jets. Let me know when y'all
how it works out.
Yeah, how it works out.
You know, doing this for a friend as far as that goes.
Yeah, I'm going down with my family.
Hit her on Twitter, Diana ESPN.
I love you, Coach Harbaugh, but I can't stick around.
Diana, always a pleasure. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Diana Rossini, ESPN.
That's
NFL
the first
reporter.
Thing I'm telling them.
Yeah. That's going to be the first, the last, and everything.
Oh, yeah. I love y'all, but I'm getting ready to go to Cabo, man. I'm going to work out down there. Let me know how it goes.
Here's the thing about it, right? Because you can be the ultimate team guy, but there comes a point where you have to be selfish when it comes to yourself, especially in situations like this. You talk about your money. You talk about your legacy. You talk about moving forward so your kids, your great-great-great-great-grandkids don't have to worry about anything. Be selfish, man. You have to sometimes.
Well, Lamar's being selfish, but that trust factor allowing him to – believe that a lot in himself.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, we'll see if that works out. Either way, that'll be a very intriguing thing whether he goes to Cabo or not. With Keyshawn Johns, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, Jaylen, and Max. And we're gonna get to the real truth when it comes to Baker Mayfield starting a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. This is ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Sam Darnold never had a chance, despite what he believed. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN to be starting quarterback.
Oh, no, he's going to start.
Sam Darnold? Day one.
He's a starter.
Mm-mm.
He's a starter.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because Baker Mayfield's going to start.
Nah, Baker Mayfield won't start. Sam's going to start. Don't fall into the early preseason hype.
I'm not even talking about the preseason hype. I'm just talking about the way that when they acquired Baker Mayfield, that they've done everything possible. Everybody know he's going to be a starting quarterback.
No, but, see, they haven't done anything
college,
to me.
What college did Sam Darnold go to?
No, but it's not a USC thing.
I just asked you.
The moment that I always say something about a USC guy, the first thing they say is that I'm taking. No, it's nothing
all
to do
I
with
asked.
USC.
I just asked what school did he go
I
to?
I know a bit dog did just get bit. A bark. I understand that. I understand that. Bit dog did
home
bark.
Spun.
But it has nothing to do with him in the USC. I just think that whenever you look at the type of money that they're paying him, $19 million, Baker Mayfield is a look-see at $4 million. That's a look-see. That's a backup look-see. If it works out, then great. But I think initially you start Sam Darnold, then you bring in Baker Mayfield if Sam's not working out. But you can't all of a sudden bring in Baker Mayfield and just hand him the keys to the car. You got 52 other guys in the locker room that's seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
They see what you're doing. And I think that that's where Matt Rhule and company have to be very, very careful.
Yes, you can. You can hand him the keys to the car. Did you see Sam Darnold play last year?
Because
I watched him very closely.
In the first four games of the season, he did okay.
Yeah, but what happened to the next six?
They didn't have Christian McCaffrey.
Man had six, seven turnovers.
Their whole team was bad.
I understand that, though, Key, but they brought him in for it to work out. It didn't work out. We got to remember, Matt Rhule's job is on the line. They're not making that trade for Baker Mayfield to say, you know what, we're going to let Sam Darnold start, and if he doesn't pan out, we're going to let Baker Mayfield play. That's not why they made that move, but they made that trade.
See, I think they made the trade because it's a free look-see. And, you know, I think both of these quarterbacks – one, Sam was never in a perfect situation in New York with the Jets.
That's
then
fair.
He goes to Carolina. He got good the first four games, and they went south. Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. Players are getting hurt. Defense soured. Then they bring in Cam Newton. And I think, in fact, Sam actually got hurt. So then Cam took over, and it was just crazy from there. Baker Mayfield was in a good situation in Cleveland with good coaches. They went to the playoffs. They had a good team around him. I think when you look at it, many people, not just me, but many people throughout the NFL, when both of these guys came out of school together, Sam Darnold was rated higher than him on everybody's board.
Mm-hmm. He was.
But for whatever reason, John Dorsey decided to select his guy in Baker Mayfield. Coaches on that staff didn't want Baker Mayfield. Those guys didn't want Baker Mayfield. But they had a role with what the general manager shut the door and made his own decision. So all I'm saying is, when you look at that, Sam has, first of all, he's more talented than Baker Mayfield. And I just think
bigger,
stronger.
More the prototypical quarterback.
I just think that when you look at it, when it comes out of this thing, he'll be the starter. That doesn't mean that they won't go to Baker Mayfield.
Sure.
It just means that they'll probably wind up starting Sam first.
I think opposite.
Me too.
When I think of Sam Darnold, like, let's not forget, this is the same person that said he seen ghosts while he was mic'd up.
Yeah,
is that how y'all USC people talk, Keith? No. Y'all see, you scared of something, you see ghosts, you say it while you're mic'd up? I'm just asking.
You're not getting ready to start down this USC track, man. This is not a USC thing.
Have you ever told somebody you seen ghosts versus a defense when you was in that
football league? All he's saying is seeing different things.
Alan Yates, you're an idiot.
Y'all gonna hold on to him saying that forever now. I'm seeing ghosts out there.
He's
just saying he's seeing a lot of different things.
That's the thing I know about both of them. Uh-huh. Obviously, they both have been seeing ghosts because they're number one and number two and turning the football over since they both have entered the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Number one and number two.
I just go by what they've always been saying about Baker Mayfield since they got him. This, and this, and everything's positive. Yeah, Sam Darnold, he's okay.
I'm not just bringing him in just to bring him in.
Yeah, I think they brought him in to start, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that you're going to be wrong and we're going to be right. But we'll see when that comes opening day. Another injury to Jets quarterback Zach Wilson equals what? Not a lot of booing, but a lot of this. That's next with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.